Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it is Friday here on the show. Fun Friday. And we have a fun time planned. I'm going to be joined today by Lance Storm. Mike Sempervivi's got the day off. Lance Storm is going to join us for Fun Friday today. We got a lot to talk about. And it's going to be a good time. So, on the list of topics, SmackDown tonight, where we have Roman Reigns, CM Punk, both appearing on the show, as well as Seth Rollins. He has vowed to be there as well. And we've got several other matches as well. We'll talk about that, as well as ratings from Dynamite this past Wednesday showed it well. We've got a secure Genesis lineup. Homicide had his final match last night at Outlaw Wrestling's Thursday event in Brooklyn. And I got an email. Somebody who was at the show is going to call in the final segment of the show and give us an update, because I will open the phone lines. Yes. We've also got the full list of the Slammy Awards. So we can do our own voting on the Slammys here today. Who do you think should win all of these awards? I'll give you the nominees, and then, man, we can vote, I guess. That'll be super exciting. And plenty more. If you would like to text us here today, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That's 425-780-7566. If you have questions, comments for myself, Lance, you can also email me, f4wonline@gmail.com. F4wonline threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And we have a special. We have a special today. Cameo's 16% off this weekend. It's a Fun Friday special, 16% off. F4WOnline.com, F4WOnline on Cameo. Head up there and grab one for a fun weekend. For a friend, family member, loved one, or hated rival. F4WOnline on Cameo. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back on the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi today. Lance Storm is joining us. What's going on, Lance?
Not much. Beautiful day here in Calgary.
We're really?
Well into spring.
What does that mean? It's only -8?
No, we're in the 50s.
Wow. That's pretty surprising, actually.
It's quite nice.
All right, before we get into everything, I want to give you a chance to talk about Lex Luger and Sting, since we've been talking about that the last couple of days. And I always like to discuss things where you can acknowledge that I am right.
It's always better when I agree with you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's... I get the, hey, they're mean, you should be mean too. But I'm on the same page with you. Sting being at the Hall of Fame to induct Lex Luger would mean $0 to TKO or WWE's bottom line. And Sting being there means zero to the bottom line of AEW. So it really comes down to whether you want to be decent or not and whether you want to do something nice for probably both Lex Luger and Sting. I would imagine Sting would like to induct his best, I don't know if they're still best friends, but they've been best friends for a long time. So it's a chance to allow a meaningful moment in two men's lives that probably isn't going to affect business in any way, shape, or form. I suppose you could draw up some kind of agreement if you wanted to make sure there was no disparaging remarks made, but I can't imagine there would be anyway. Maybe have Sting slide on an AEW coat pin or something.
AEW coat pin. Well, we'll see what
he's
happens.
He's not wearing a t-shirt. I would imagine he'll be in a tux.
He could wear a t-shirt under that tux. He could wear that t-shirt that looks like a tux and have an AEW logo on it. There's a lot of options here. Homicide competed in his retirement match Thursday. He won his final bout. Team with Bull James against Mike Santana and Afa at the Outlaw Wrestling event in Brooklyn. He was victorious, it says here, in his final career bout taking place on his 48th birthday. They were both Santana and Homicide part of the revived LAX faction in Homicide's last TNA run. I believe he said he had a cyst that was affecting his vision and speech, and so he had to retire, and hopefully he can get all of that taken care of. We actually had somebody that was at the show yesterday. And in the final segment here, I'm going to open up the phone lines and we will we'll get them on. I actually think I could do a special line just for them to make sure they get through. So I'll see if I can figure that out by the end. But we'll get an update on Homicide's final match before the show ends here today. And how much did you work with him in TNA?
Not at all.
Not at all, huh?
I think the only time that I recall specifically that we crossed paths, I believe he was actually in the main event of the Ring of Honor show when I challenged Danielson for the Ring of Honor world title. I believe they had a weapons non-sanctioned type chaos match. I'm pretty sure it was Homicide there. So I think that's the only time we've crossed paths. But obviously wish him well and hope he gets the medical treatment he needs to alleviate the vision and speech issues.
You know, I was doing an interview in around 2005, I think, with Low Key, if you can imagine that. And at the time, I had no idea who Homicide was. And I interviewed Low Key, and we were talking about wrestling, and I asked him who his trainer was. And I was expecting, you know, one of the famous trainers around that period of time. And he goes, Homicide. I went, what? Who? Homicide? I had no idea who this guy was. And then, you know, shortly thereafter, I started to see Homicide matches. And my God, this guy was a great worker. He was great. And some of you may not remember this, but for reasons I cannot explain, for a long time, it was like a secret how old Homicide was. Like everybody else, you kind of knew how old they were or whatever, but Homicide kept it top secret. I don't know if because he thought he was like too old to get booked or something like that. Turns out he's I guess, just a year younger than I am. And he got booked just fine. So I don't know what it was and when that all changed, but I just remember for a long time it was like, you know, how old is Homicide? No one knows. It's like a mystery. So that was that. But we'll find out more about his final match later here on the show. Well, it's time. The Slammy Awards will be part of the WrestleMania 41 festivities. It's being hosted by Big E and Kathy Kelly, broadcast live on WWE social media channels on Sunday, April 20th. 12 awards categories this year. Fan voting now open to determine the winners. And here are the categories and nominees. I'm going to ask Lance his thoughts. I'll give my thoughts. And then we'll ask the chat as well. Sandman here, by the way, says, prayers for Homicide. My girlfriend is going through the same thing. She has a cyst on the frontal lobe of her brain. Grew so large it was causing her to lose her sight. It's unoperable, but we were able to give her radiation treatment. It's sunk enough that she's been able to get her eyesight back to functionality. Can be with me this year in Vegas for the F4W convention. Well, best wishes to her. Hopefully we get a chance to meet up at the convention. But it's a tough thing. Tough thing. All right, here's the categories. Female Superstar of the Year. We have Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, Bayley, Nia Jax, Tiffany, Chelsea, and Io Sky. And I can see that, like, in a lot of ways, it's going to be a popularity contest. I already know what everybody on the chat's going to say. But I think that the female superstar of the year, I would say probably was Rhea Ripley. What are your thoughts, Lance? I guess, well, you don't watch it enough to really make an educated decision, but from what you've heard.
Well, I follow and would agree with you, but I'm going to be biased and cast my vote for the SWA grad in Chelsea Green. Mm. But yeah, I think Rhea's the biggest WWE female superstar.
I thought for sure everyone in the chat was going to say Io Sky. Lasting Here does claim Tiffany Stratton. Not even close. Not even close. Like, Tiffany's, you know, she won the title and everything, but, I mean, the big problem with Tiffany is, and it's not her fault, it's just the way the business is now. She got called up to the main roster, and she really wasn't ready for the main roster. And the idea used to be, you know, you get called up, like, you know, Brock got called up early. But then he was on the road with all these great workers, and he got up to speed real fast. And they really don't do many house shows anymore. So, like, if you watch her matches, she's working exactly the same as she worked in NXT, which is talented, athletic, but still a long way to go to be, like, a polished, solid worker. So, nor did she carry any brand at any point. And on the women's side, Rhea did carry the Raw brand in a lot of ways for quite a while.
Yeah, and I think Rhea, too, much like Becky Lynch, is really in that real small group of women that got to the level where they were bigger stars than many of the men and were like legit top couple superstars in the company, where you could remove gender completely from the conversation.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get into Male Superstar of the Year. And we have 8 options here. So we'll get into that, plus Most Memorable Entrance, Oh My God Moment of the Year, Faction of the Year, Tag Team of the Year, Rivalry of the Year, NXT Superstar of the Year, Match of the Year. God, there's a lot of them here.
I thought you said there was 8.
I mean, I thought. No, there's 8. There's 8 options in the male category. But there's like 8 million different whatever. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Lance Storm joining us. Male Superstar of the Year, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Gunther, CM Punk, Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre, Jey Uso, and Seth Rollins. It's got to be Cody.
Yeah, I the like company. Drew McIntyre just because I really enjoy him currently, but yeah, it's Cody.
Then we've got memorable moment, most memorable entrance, actually. Which I can't even vote. I don't remember if it's entrance. But it was Cody at Mania 40, Jey Uso with Travis Scott, Roman Reigns at Mania, The Rock at Mania, Bayley at Mania, Randy Orton Berlin, Seth Rollins with the Philadelphia Mummers Band, Sami Zayn in Montreal, Sami Zayn at Mania, Logan Paul at SummerSlam, Dominic at Bad Blood, and Drew at Clash at the Castle. I mean, just pick some. Just pick it. Oh my God, moment of the year. Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns finish at Mania 40. Dominic turning against Rhea for Liv. Kevin Owens turning against Randy. New Day turning on Big E. Tiffany's cash in. Damian Priest cash in. The Wyatt debut. Braun Breaker spearing I Speed Show.
Oh, jeez.
Bronson I Reed hitting speed. A tsunami on Braun on a car. Cena turning against Cody at Elimination Chamber. Why is that in this year? That should have been like last year, right? And Io Sky beating Rhea Ripley. Well, if you're counting like Cena turning on Cody in 2025 for the oh my God moment of the year in 2024, well, I mean, nothing on that list is bigger than Cena turning on Cody. I'm sorry. That's it.
Yeah, I'd go with the Big E one though.
Why?
I don't know. It just felt like a more emotionally significant moment.
Then John Cena turning heel?
Yeah.
All right. And we've got Faction of the Year. OG Bloodline, Judgment Day, New Bloodline, American Made, or Damage Control? Well, if we're talking about 2024, I mean, I got
to
go.
Or is
with
it Slammy Awards to Slammy Awards? Not everything has to be calendar year, Brian.
Well, it does have to be. Sometimes, of all people, you're the one that's less of a stickler for, like, the year-end awards have to be for the year. But anyway, I would say Judgment Day. They were, like, the main faction on Raw for the vast majority of the year. Whereas the OG Bloodline was built around Roman, who wasn't even there most of the time. I'd say the Judgment Day.
Don't have a big opinion on this one.
Tag Team of the Year, DIY, Awesome Truth. Didn't they have like three matches? A-Town Down Under, Jade and Bianca, Motor City Machine Guns, Bloodline, War Raiders, Judgment Day, Street Profits, or Liv and Raquel? For the whole year?
I'm going to play my bias card again, and I'm going with the Machine Guns. I love those guys.
I mean, they were great for the 3 months they were there or whatever.
You know, they were great when they were with TNA, too.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Certainly not A-Town Down Under or Awesome Truth. Jade and Bianca were only together for a little while. I mean, you could do Liv and Raquel, I guess. It'd have to be Liv and Raquel, the War Raiders, or DIY. Take your pick. Rivalry.
Machine Guns.
Huh?
Machine Guns.
They were only there for a brief period of time. You
I
can
don't
do
care.
It if you want to. That's fine. Rivalry of the Year, Punk and Drew, Roman and Cody, Liv and Rhea, Damien and Finn, Kevin and Cody, Nia and Tiffany, or Bloodline versus Bloodline? The rivalry of the year. I think you got to go CM Punk and Drew.
Yeah, I think as the most entertaining rivalry, like they, especially considering they managed to do it while Punk was hurt for a long period of time, it was really a fantastic job of having a rivalry.
And we've got the NXT Superstar of the Year, Obafemi, Roxanne, Trick, Ethan, Julia, or Kalani Jordan? Oh, man, it's a tough one. I got to go with Trick.
I'm going Oba.
Yeah, Oba was more the end of the year. As far as like the full year, I got to go with Trick. Match of the Year, we had Roman and Cody at Mania, Punk and Drew, Hell in a Cell, Roman and The Rock versus Cody and Seth, Liv versus Rhea, Priest versus Gunther, Cody and AJ at Backlash, the 2025 Men's War Game match, Bayley versus Io, Sammy versus Gunther, Gunther and Randy, and Seth and CM Punk at the Netflix premiere. I think you got to go CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Hell in a Cell, or maybe Sammy and Gunther, WrestleMania 40.
Didn't they have Cody and Roman? That was kind of a big deal as the main event of WrestleMania.
It was a big deal, but I think, what was the best match? That's what I'm looking at.
But is this meant to be a in-storyline awards or a shoot awards? Like, are you trying to go match quality, or are they just talking, what's the
best
match
of the year? Well, if it's in storyline, I mean, Seth and CM Punk at the Netflix debut, it's just a TV match, you know? I think it's, what match did you think was the best match of the year? That's what I think we're looking at here. Because they didn't put any bad matches on there, you know?
Well, how many really big matches are bad? Not that many anymore.
That's true.
Not like you're getting Zeus Hogan anymore.
Then the, here's a stupid category for you. The WTF moment of the year.
As opposed to the OMG moment of the year.
R-Truth calls Triple H Ciampa. Kevin Owens does interviews in his car. Chelsea Green goes in a dumpster. Dominic Mysterio in a shark cage. I show speed with Logan Paul at Mania 40. Truth wrestles with John Cena. LA Knight in Logan Paul's pool. I quote, rabid noises from Tama Tonga. Jacob Fatu saying I love you solo in the Wyatt 6 debut. What?
See, these are the awards that ruin the Slammys for me, because being a Slammy winner no longer has any prestige to it, because you can win one for being humiliated and being crappy. Like, if you're an Oscar winner, it's an accomplishment and an achievement. But if you could win one for just being in a humiliating moment in a movie that sucked, being an Oscar winner is no longer prestigious, and I think they need to get rid of the embarrassment awards that people wouldn't actually want.
They're all stupid.
Exactly.
The category wins. The whole category wins. Social Star of the Year, literally two options, Chelsea or Drew McIntyre. Well, take your pick. Drew was pretty incredible on social media, though.
Yeah, but
and the actual, you know what's funny is the actual social star of the year, unless they're going WrestleMania to WrestleMania, I mean, the real social star of the year was The Rock. That guy, remember when The Rock was on social media every week, like on Instagram in the gym, going 26 minutes? Those were incredible.
Cutting 30 minutes
absolutely,
vulgar promos.
Yes, those were absolutely incredible. And then the breakout superstar of the year, Braun Breakout. Lyra, Penta, Obafemi, Julia, Tiffany, Jacob Fatu, Chelsea, or Stephanie. Man, that's tough, actually.
I think Penta, I would go with him just because his was the most sudden break, if you will, where others we saw for a while and they got big and broke out, where Penta just, boom, he's here, and he was big. He broke out immediately.
I would say it's got to either be Penta, Obafemi, or Fatu. So those would be my picks. All right, Wednesday's Dynamite. 658,000 viewers, up 5% from the week prior. Highest total audience since January 15th. Second highest since November 13th. 18 to 49 at a 0.19, up 20%. And the best rating the show has done since November 20th. It's funny because like somebody texted me yesterday who's always on my back. And they're like, what's the excuse this time? Snow? So I was like, well, what did they do? And I looked at it and I was like, what's this guy talking about? That's a good number. And it's going head-to-head with NCAA March Madness play-in games, including one that topped the charts with a 0.74 in 18 to 49 and 2.4 million viewers. So that's a very good number. Very good number there. And it was a good show. I thought it was a much better show than usual, in fact. And
and a world title match should mean something, and it did, so great.
Yeah, it did. I got the, Brandon Thurston's got the quarters here. So, show opened well, 765. They did lose 100,000 viewers in that four-way. So, basically, that's your usual lead-in. But after the lead-in drop, the show did significantly better than usual for the next hour and 15 minutes. Including, obviously, the Moxley-Copeland match did 704,000 viewers, which outside of the lead-in is the biggest quarter they've done in a long time. And after the match ended, the AR Fox-Will Ospreay match dropped about 100,000 viewers, and it stayed there till the end of the show. Although, stop me when I sound like a broken record. The overrun died. They lost 60,000 viewers, and they fell in both viewership and 18 to 49. It's like I say it every week. The overrun hurts almost every single time, yet they are determined to do it for reasons that I cannot explain. So anyway, we're going to open up the phone lines after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. The phone lines are open if you want to give us a call here today. We do have lines open. The phone number is 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-DARK. 618-762-3275. You can also use callinstudio.com/show/WOL. That is the world famous international web browser line. callinstudio.com/show/WOL. And I have given a special phone number to the fella, Michael, I believe, who was at the homicide show. So hopefully he can get through. But let's go to the phone, see what's on everyone's mind. You are on the air. Who is this? And where are you calling from?
Hi, Brian and Lance. This is Michael from Rochester. Thank you for taking my call.
That.
And Lance, it was an honor to be talking to you for the first time. I actually saw you wrestle Axel Rotten at a show in Rochester, New York in 1998.
Wow.
And I got to admit, you were a pretty great wrestler because you actually had a good match out of him. So
I
got to give you tons of credit.
Axel was actually a far better wrestler than people give him credit for. He got lumped into the hardcore stuff, but Axel was a lot of fun.
Okay. Cool. I wasn't the biggest fan, but I'm glad you liked the match because it was very, very good. But the reason why I was calling was I wanted your opinion because you've been watching WWE programming. And to me, I believe that Bianca Belair is turning heel. If you notice, like a lot of things that happened the last couple of weeks, she's been coming out dressed in black for a lot of her appearances. And I think that the reason why they're making it a three-way is just that Bianca can win the title and thus beat Io and not beat Rhea. So I just wanted to get your opinion for both you and Brian about what you think about that possibility.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. I actually thought that was the guy that went to the homicide show, but apparently not. All right. Well, I think she's turning heel. I thought she was turning heel for about 6 months now. It was a long time ago that she was doing interviews, and I remember watching the interviews, and I just thought, there's a heelish edge to this interview. And perhaps it was going to happen sooner, but everything that happened with Jade happened. And so, you know, everything got stretched out for months and months and months and months. But I do think 100% that she's turning heel.
Yeah, I think it sets up a very intriguing matchup with her and Jade. And I think there's always been a bit of a heel edge to being the EST. And the fact that she is such an amazing athlete, to me, adds more heat to it. Was when someone says they're the best at everything, it sticks in your craw a little bit more when there's actually credibility to that claim.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? The International Web Browser Line.
Hello, Brian. Hello. I'm Karim from Tijuana, calling once again.
Yes.
I hope that you both and Lance are doing great. I want to talk some New Japan because the New Japan Cup just concluded yesterday with David Finlay being the winner. I wanted to ask about the Chris Charlton thing. He missed like the first week, I think, of shows. I don't know if he was busy or something happened again with the thing he was suspended for. I always get curious if the sentiment that Chris come across in his commentary about the New Japan, some of the New Japan fan base not happy with the alliance they have with AEW, it is a shared sentiment, or it was more a thing of him wanting to, I guess, promote an invasion angle they can do later down the line on Forbidden Door. I remember Yota Tsuji and Naito making comments, sort of Okada telling that he's no longer the great wrestler he was, and he's just doing living the burb on TV and getting paid a lot of money of it. I don't know if Brian has heard anything from Roki, how it is the sentiment with the AEW deal, if everyone is happy with how things are rooting smoothly. And I think that's about it. I hope that New Japan has a resurgence from this point. I think that this has been the best year they have, I think, since the pandemic. And I hope that they have a great new Juniors Cup and a great G1 Climax. And I hope seeing a lot of people from AEW going over there. I remember Mike Bailey saying that he wants to represent AEW in both CMLL and the New Japan. So I hope we get to see more international talent from all companies working together. Thanks for taking the call again.
Yeah, I want to thank you very much for the call. So, I mean, I could talk for hours about the whole Chris Charlton thing. But, I mean, the gist of it is this. So AEW and New Japan are working together. And it's always been promoted as the two companies working together. They co-promote events, New Japan and AEW present Forbidden Door, whatever. And obviously, you know, you can have a New Japan wrestler bury an AEW wrestler, or even if, you know, there are characters like Gabe Kidd. Like, the wrestler can bury Tony Khan, and, you know, he is a wrestler playing a character. And the issue was that Chris Charlton was in the role of the announcer. And the announcer is supposed to be someone who basically is representing New Japan, like the management of New Japan. And so when he started burying Tony Khan, calling him a money mark, and burying AEW, it's like the storyline, yes, they co-promote events, and sometimes wrestlers on one side don't like, in quotation marks, wrestlers on the other side, but the two companies are supposed to be friendly. And so when the announcer starts burying the other company, you know, it comes across as him speaking for New Japan. He's a New Japan announcer. That's different from a New Japan wrestler. And obviously, Chris Charlton and some fans, they didn't see the difference, and they didn't think it was a bad thing. What's wrong with the announcer burying the other company? Well, that'd be fine if you were doing an interpromotional war where it is one company battling another company. But this is supposed to be like a cordial working agreement. And I know that, like, you know, when he started going off on Tony Khan, I mean, I heard people that were like, you know, dude, this guy shouldn't be suspended. He should be fired. Because doing something like that in that role is putting the entire relationship between AEW and New Japan in danger. And obviously the New Japan side wasn't happy about it either, because they were the side that made the decision. It wasn't Tony calling and saying, get this guy off commentary. It was like New Japan heard it and they were like, what is this guy doing? And everything happened that happened. So, you know, he's back. And I don't know. I mean, I heard it and I was like, what's going on here? I mean, you would never have Excalibur, you know, as the lead announcer on Dynamite. I mean, and he never goes on and buries, like, the booking of New Japan, and these guys don't know what they're doing, and they're incompetent, and, you know, how could they not get Shota Umino over, and why'd they shave? He never do anything like that. So that was the issue. You know, people are like, well, Gabe Kidd said this. Yeah, Gabe Kidd is a heel wrestler who's going to be fighting babyface wrestlers in AEW. It's okay for him to take a shot at the storyline as well as real life booker of AEW, but it's very different when you are the voice of the company and the announcer. You're supposed to have credibility as an announcer. The fans listen to you, and they have to believe what you say, and you sell them on stuff. And you can't go on there and sell them that the other company sucks and the guy running it is incompetent. That's my speech. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Andy from Miami. I was just wondering about the buy rate for AEW World's End. I haven't heard anything. I've heard that, like, it did better than Full Gear, but no numbers. So I was just wondering.
What, the one that just took place?
Yeah, in December.
December. I wouldn't know. You'd have to email Dave. So, sorry. I don't have the numbers for World's End. I mean, virtually every AEW pay-per-view is right around the 120 to 125, somewhere around there, which is interesting because when you hear that the number is stable for all of these shows, you just presume it's the exact same people buying every show. But, I mean, really, it's like, you know, most of the people that are buying these shows buy two a year. So it's either friends getting together and they all take turns paying for the show, or I don't know what, but it's very consistent despite being different people every time. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian and Lance. This is Kevin from San Jose, and I'm going to ask you guys a question on if WWE needs to look into cutting down their roster after WrestleMania, because I know that they'll need to make some room for potential call-ups like Trick Williams, Fallon Henley, but they also have outside talent coming in. We know of Jeff Cobb, Aleister Black. I'm sure there are some other folks looking to get in with the company. Do you guys think Triple H has a problem with hanging on to talent too long? Like, does he build these relationships from NXT into WWE, and he almost has a reluctance to cutting anyone because of his connections with them? So thanks for taking my call, guys.
Well, I think AEW and WWE have way too many people under contract. And at least with WWE, it's like you got Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and they have Evolve now. And theoretically, you could move some people from NXT to Evolve to help them learn, because they are more, they're at least a little bit more advanced. And then have some NXT people go up, have some WWE people go down. I mean, you have four rosters, theoretically, that you could switch people around here and there. Obviously, it's a problem because you get paid significantly more on the main roster, and they don't want to pay someone who's making main roster money a ton of money to go to Evolve. But, I mean, there's definitely, I mean, you can only do so much. You know, we see the same problem with AEW, and they don't even have a brand split. You know, they kind of sort of put certain people on Collision, and some people are sort of only on. But in general, it's just like when you have one roster and that many people, you got a real problem. At least in WWE, they got three rosters that have television, like national cable television or Netflix, and you can kind of switch people around there. But I mean, I would say within the next year, you're going to see more people departing both companies. All right, I think this is our homicide caller. Kind of sounded weird. But you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, this is Michael from New York. I'm calling
yes.
to talk about the Homicide show last night.
Finally, tell me about the show.
So I'll run through the body of the show real quick to get to the main event.
We'll get to the main event because we only got about a minute and a half here.
All right. So it was Homicide and the former Bull Dempsey against the former Manu and Mike Santana, and all up and down the show, everyone took it nice and easy so that the main event, the guys had a chance to shine. And they also took it nice and easy and had a nice house show style match. And afterwards, Raging Bull Manny Fernandez was out there giving him a plaque. He's already in the Independent Wrestling Hall of Fame. They now have created the Outlaw Wrestling Hall of Fame just to put him in it. And he held up his kid, and everyone gave him some nice speeches. Mike Santana talked about how when his father died, Homicide came and stayed with him through the night. So it was really nice stuff. And Homicide asked to go out like the Yankees, and they put on Sinatra's New York, New York, and everyone toasted him. It was a great night.
Wow. Did you say Manny Fernandez?
Oh, yeah. He was out there talking crap about Ric Flair. It was surreal.
I'm a big fan of Manny Homicide. Fernandez. I'm glad to see he's out doing something.
He said that the training that he got from Terry Funk, he passed along to Homicide, and Homicide passed along to another generation of wrestlers. So everyone was giving him his props.
Wow. So, but I mean, he mentioned, you know, he's got problems seeing and such. I mean, the work was fine. He can still work.
Yeah, I mean, like they didn't do. He was wrestling Mike Santana, who kind of turned on Offa Jr. during the match, and Offa Jr. is a big guy. They didn't do the cop killer or anything, but he was doing cutters and everything. He could clearly tell where he was in the ring. It wasn't that big a ring. It was like a 16-footer. And by the time that he was out there talking at the end, he was already kind of breathing hard, so I couldn't really tell about his speech patterns. But,
yeah.
You know, he's always had a unique way of talking. So he seemed to be no worse than usual.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for calling the show today. I'm glad we finally got it in, and we got to go right to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, somebody else mentioned that they got Raw, SmackDown, NXT, conceivably Evolve, and now also they have TNA.
Mm-hmm.
So I had you muted this entire time, I just realized. So if you were saying anything, I wasn't ignoring you. I just realized your channel was off. But anyway, so yeah, they've been sending some people to TNA and some TNA people going. So they got a lot of options. They don't necessarily need to get rid of a bunch of people, but I still think it's likely coming. Let's do some plugs for TNA, Lance.
Yeah, TNA Wrestling's Impact Thursday night, Access TV in the U.S., Fight Network in Canada, and our Unbreakable app special, I believe it is in Vegas WrestleMania weekend. I think it's on Thursday.
I'm going to be there, Lance. You better put together some good matches, brother.
I'll make sure the card is good and hope we can grab a bite to eat afterwards.
Oh, yeah, it's on you. I'll see you there. Vinny and I both.
I'll make sure you get good matches. You can buy me dinner.
And we'll talk. All right, anyway, Vince got some money. Hey, we're out of time, everybody. Fun Friday. Thanks for calling, everyone. And we are out of time. So we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.